morning, New Life family. Welcome to our online worship service. My name is Carrie Groot.
And I'm Emily Thiessen.
And we are your hosts this week. We've been members at New Life for our entire lives, so almost 18 years.
Serve 2021. This April, the Serve focus will be a community food drive. Our partners are Archway Community, Life Recovery, and Joshua House. We are collecting so many items, so make sure to check out the events tab on our website for the full list.
Some of the items that you can bring are coffee, olive oil, jam, and craft dinner. This month, as an added incentive, if enough specific items are brought in, each staff member will eat their least favorite food. Follow along with us online to see how close we are getting. Items can be brought anytime during office hours, so the hours are from Tuesday to Thursday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., and from Friday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., or 12 p.m., sorry.
The offering this week will be for GEMS and cadets. As you can see on your screen, we have many ways to give. If you'd like to learn more on how to give, you can check out the link below in the video description. Please join me in prayer for the offering. Dear Lord, we thank you for today and the ability to give generously towards ministries in our church. Thank you for all you have done in our community and our church and continue to do in it. Amen.
All right, kids. So every week, Pastor Sam puts together a video and activity sheet for you guys. So just visit newlifecrc.ca/kids to find this week's activity. Every month, New Life Kids starts a new series. This month's series is called Strike a Pose. Kids will be pushed, pulled, and shaped into different poses to help tell the stories of how the early church was started and exploded into the world and how they can help build God's church today.
I am also in a class called Social Justice, and we have been doing a fundraiser to bring awareness to child soldiers. If you'd like to learn more about this fundraiser, we have put a video link in the encourager, and you can also contact me, and there is an email address in there to contact me. We are now going to join together in worship, and after the worship, we are going to hear the stories on the 6 new members. You can pause this video at any time to set up your kids for their own lesson. Have a great Sunday.
Be loved, to be near. and blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. No word of Jesus.
right. Well, good morning. This is a special Sunday. It's New Members Sunday here at New Life Church. And of course, we welcome anyone who attends our services or views our services, actually. And we're eager to serve anyone whom we can serve. But today, we're excited for several people who want to be counted in and counted on to be part of this serving community here at New Life Church. These people have participated in New Life Connects sessions, and New Life Connects is a small group experience that introduces people to New Life Church and to its ministry, and provides an opportunity to learn about life in Christ and how to live out that life. So we had six people in the class, and I'll introduce them just briefly, and then you'll have an opportunity to meet them while they give their testimonies a little later on. First off, Corey and Alicia Martel, they are making a profession of faith this morning, and they too actually have welcomed a new member into their family, a little baby girl named Lennon. And so we're rejoicing with them in that safe arrival. The second person is Ray Emmelkamp. He was also in the class. Ray recently moved to the Fraser Valley for a job, for work, and he'll be transferring his membership from a church in Edmonton, Alberta, to New Life here. Then we also had Dawit Gabrib and Eden Michael. And they are joining our church, transferring from a church all the way from Eritrea in Africa. And they had to flee Eritrea, actually, and they spent several years in Uganda until they made their safe arrival here in Canada and are settling here in Abbotsford. And so we're rejoicing with them to be able to settle down here. They have three children. Josias, Hannah, and Emnit. And then finally, Chris Hill. Chris is transferring from a church here in Edmonton, and Chris has been attending New Life for some time. He's married to Sarah, and they have a one-year-old daughter, Vera, and hopefully at some point we'll be able to welcome her as well. So we praise God for these people, and we're excited to be on a journey of faith together with them. So, New Life Congregation, I want to place this challenge before you. Do you promise to be that community of Christ that loves and prays for these new members, and do you promise to be a community that nurtures faith in Jesus for them and along with them? And you can respond now with, yeah, we do, we want to, yes, let's do it. And as I mentioned earlier, in a moment, we'll hear a little of their faith journey from each of them. But first of all, we want to hear the profession of faith of Corey and Alicia. So I'm going to invite them to join me here. So welcome. It's good to have you. And just so glad that you're here today to make a profession of your faith and to make public that you trust in Jesus. So Corey and Alicia both have been baptized in the church. Alicia here at New Life Church and Corey at a church in Coquitlam, correct? And they want to respond to God's love for them, and they're responding to God's grace as he has shown it to them throughout their lives, making public their trust in Jesus and committing to the body of Christ, his church, here at New Life. And so, as a church, we present you with these questions that we want you to answer. And of course, the answer is very brief, but we want it to be heartfelt as well, of course. And so, here are the questions addressed to each of you as you reflect on your own faith. Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the master of your life? And will you commit yourself to strengthening and deepening your relationship with God through regular worship, through Bible reading, and through prayer? And will you strive with God's help to live a life of personal purity and relational integrity? And finally, Will you allow us as a church family to help you keep those commitments to Jesus and to his church? Alicia, what is your answer?
I do.
And Corey, what is your answer?
I do.
Wonderful. I want to offer a prayer for you. And as we join together, let's pray for Corey and Alicia. Father in heaven, thank you for Corey and Alicia. Thank you for bringing them to this day. Thank you for loving them, being faithful to them. Thank you for the safe arrival of their little baby, for Lennon. And we pray, God, that you will continue to bless them as a family, that you will watch over them, that you will guide and lead them as they raise this little one. And we give you praise, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness to them. And we pray that out of that goodness and out of that faithfulness, that you will strengthen them with the power of your Holy Spirit so that they can walk deeply with you, so that each day they may know your presence and want to honor and glorify your name. And so, God, we pray that you will dwell in them richly so that they may know each day also your love, your great love for them, that they may know how high, how deep, how wide, and how long that love is for them that you extend to them. And may that also, God, keep them faithful throughout all their days. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, Corey and Alicia, bless you. And may God strengthen you and bless you on this journey of faith. And we're grateful that we get to be a part of it as well. So bless you. All right. So it would be wonderful if with all of these people in the class that you could meet each of them in person, and one day we hope you will. But I'd like to give you a chance to get to know them a little and bless them as they share something of their stories of believing in Jesus as the Savior and the Master of their lives. So what I'd like to suggest, actually, as you meet these people, is that you send them a note of encouragement and blessing to them. You can do it through the church. Send a note to office@newlifecrc.ca. And just bless these people as you hear their stories of faith, and may they be encouraged, and may we grow together in faithfulness to Jesus Christ, our Lord. So here they are now. Let's take a listen to their stories.
My name is Alicia Martell, and I was born and raised in Abbotsford. My family has attended New Life Church since I was a baby, and I've been a Christian all my life. My husband, Corey, and I have recently welcomed our first child, and as we start our family, it is important to us to be part of a church community and to provide the same foundation that we were both raised with. I feel so fortunate to know the constant love of Jesus, even when I'm not sure I deserve it, and my hope is that our little girl grows to have the same sense of security that I have known.
Hi, my name is Corey Martell. I'm Alicia's better half, and I was born or raised in Coquitlam, met Alicia a few years ago, and fell in love, got married, and now we have a little daughter named Lennon Page, and we want to get her baptized and raised with the same Christian values that we were raised with, and we've both been very blessed in our lives. We're very grateful for the blessings that religion has brought to our lives, and feel very grateful for that, and just want to have that for our children as well.
Hello, everybody, family of New Life. First of all, I would like to say hi to all of you, and I'm so glad to be part of the New Life Church. And my name is Dawit Gabrab. I'm married with my wife, Eden. I was born and grew up in Asmara, capital of Eritrea. I studied my school, my elementary and junior and high school in Eritrea, and I was studied my university graduate on in Kampala, Uganda. And I came to Canada in June 2019. right to Abbotsford, and I joined here in the last December in 2019 to New Life. So, and I would like to say again, I'm very, very proud and glad to be a part of and family of New Life Church. Okay, on my testimony, I was accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior when I was grow up in a church from my family, but I changed and I accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior in 2009. Before I was living as a military, I was acting a lot of things, but in 2009 I was decided to follow Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Then after I decided in 2013, I get married with my wife too. So I have three kids. My first son is Yosias. His name is Yosias. He's 7 years old. And the second one is, her name is Hannah. She is three. And the third one is, she is one. And her name is Emnet, means faith. So probably this is how my testimony goes. I really appreciate and I love everything what I have here. And I'm so glad to say again, actually now because of this COVID, we are not came here to the auditorium church, but we are follow up the program, the service in Facebook and in online. And we are so happy and we miss you all of the family and we'll feel like at our home. Briefly, this is what my testimony. I think, thank you so much. God bless you. I love you.
Hi, my name is Eden Mikhail. I come from Eritrea. I was born and raised in my home country, Eritrea, in Orthodox Christian family. I am married and I have three beautiful children. My husband's name is Dawit Gabrab, and we have three kids together, Yosias, Hannah, and Emnet. I was working as a general practitioner in one of the hospitals in my own home country before I came here. So when I was in high school, a friend of mine, she told me everything about Jesus, the cross, and then how I need Jesus to get saved. So that's how I become a Protestant. And since then, I'm a follower of Jesus. In our home country, being a Christian is not easy. There are a lot of persecution. And that's one of the reasons that we were come out of our country. So in 2015, we came out, and from Uganda, after staying 4 years in Uganda, we came here to Canada, and we landed here basically. This is our home, Abbotsford, since then. And it has been almost 2 years now. And our son was studying in Abbotsford Christian School, and he needed to have friends, and everything was new here. So our family friend, she introduced us to New Life. There is a church, New Life. You can go there. Your son will have friends and you will meet new family here in Canada. She gave us the address, and then that's how we came to New Life. And it was just an amazing family being in New Life. It changed our life. We got to meet so many wonderful people. Some are our friends now. This is Canada family home. We have a New Life, and we're glad to be here. I mean, it's been an amazing journey, and we love it here so much. And thank you.
Hi, my name is Chris Hill. I was born in Abbotsford, and my family had me christened in the Anglican Church. When I was young, my mom became a Christian, and we went to church where I asked Jesus into my life when I was 4 years old. I remember having a simple faith in God. I asked God for things, and it seemed things worked out. When I was 8, my dad died in a farming accident in Alberta, and we moved off the farm and back to Abbotsford. I went to church and a Christian school. As I grew up, I floated through life trying to find meaning in work and learning about my dad. After a while, I put off going to church and drifted away from a Christian life. After working too much and making my life too busy, I reevaluated my life about 9 years ago and realized that I needed God in my life. I started to go to church again and felt God speaking to me when I looked for answers. Through all the good and bad times, I am thankful that God has provided me with a loving and God-fearing wife, family, and friends. The more I pursue a closer relationship with God, the more I feel constantly convicted about what to do in life for the short term I am here, and that the Christian life is more than just being good and going to church.
Hi, my name is Raymond Emmelkamp, and I recently moved to BC. I grew up in Edmonton in a Christian home and was baptized as a baby. I've been attending church my whole life and attended a Christian school from grades K to 12. Growing up in a Christian family, I was never really exposed to the outside world. I was stuck in what I call the Christian bubble. I was sheltered from some of the challenges, hardships, and sufferings others may have been exposed to. Although I participated in serve events and trips growing up, my relationship with Christ mostly stayed on the surface. This stopped when I went to university and the bubble popped. I was exposed to different views, ways of life, and circumstances. Through this, though, my relationship with Christ grew. I became closer to Him and started asking some of the hard questions. In my first year of university, I decided I wanted to do my profession of faith and go deeper with Him. Since then, I've gotten more involved with the church through volunteering and have had the opportunity to talk with and grow with those around me. Those people have helped me through both good and hard times, providing advice when needed. Since moving to BC, a friend recommended New Life, and I've been attending for about 4 months now.
All right. Well, you've met some of our new members then, and it's probably a good time to ask, so what does belonging mean to us? What does it mean to belong to the body of Christ? What does it mean to belong to the church? Jesus encounters some of his first disciples in the very beginning of John's gospel. And in those encounters, Jesus portrays what following and belonging to him actually means. So we're going to take a look at that briefly this morning. From John chapter 1, beginning at verse 35, this is the word of the Lord. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. And the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ. "We have found the Messiah," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated means Peter, or translated into English means rock. So, 3 lessons from this little passage about what belonging actually means. And the first is that belonging is about letting go. It could be a very difficult thing for us, of course. But here's the thing, whatever attachments they had before, John the Baptist's disciples immediately break to follow Jesus. In some sense, that's somewhat mysterious, because what made them make that break? Belonging is a kind of mystery. What makes us let go and follow Jesus? Perhaps we have some kind of reason, but ultimately, it depends simply on the fact that God has claimed us. But that letting go, while it may be mysterious, also requires some kind of intentionality on our part with breaking with the usual expectations of what it means to find enjoyment and goodness in life. Releasing what's expected or what's usual in order to meet the Savior and Master of your life means altering the hope that you would otherwise have in what might give you joy and peace. So belonging is about letting go. And while it might be somewhat mysterious, it requires intentionality about that letting go, and that gets messy. It means attaching yourself to the Lamb of God, which to us perhaps sounds like a really tame image and pastoral and wonderful. But to Jewish ears, the Lamb of God conjures up the image of a sacrificial lamb, and that gets messy, of course. And likewise, belonging to Jesus, belonging to the body of Christ, belonging to the church gets messy. It's not always neat and tidy and pleasant. Now, our temptation is to make it neat and to make it all just looking spectacular. But then the result, of course, is that people with broken and messy lives have a hard time fitting in. And we ourselves also, in trying to keep up this neat and tidy image, simply wear masks that hide our own brokenness. So belonging, while it may be messy, is all about letting go of the usual expectations, making the break with the way others might expect to find the good life, and to follow Jesus. Now, that belonging, in the second place, is also very personal. And we get that from this passage as well. Make sure you notice the exchange here. I'll outline it. Jesus, first of all, says, "What are you looking for?" Now, Jesus, being a rabbi, would never otherwise ask that. No rabbi invited people to become their disciples. Their mark of distinction was when people came to them to ask to be a disciple. "Please, Rabbi, could I follow you?" would be the traditional approach. But Jesus here is the one who initiates the contact. And then after Jesus' question, "What are you looking for?" the disciples have a question of their own. "Oh, where do you live?" they ask of Jesus. They don't directly answer his question. They simply inquire, "What are you up to, Jesus, in our neighborhood? What are you doing here?" And then Jesus replies, "Come and see." Because Jesus invites. He wants people to get involved with what he's up to. He wants people up close, anybody. And anyone can fit in. Jesus is drawing us into the very presence of God in a very personal way. In other words, belonging has heart and soul to it. We're not just becoming members of a credit card company or of some Air Miles membership. No, belonging has grace flowing through it so that it's not a matter of whether we've earned it or whether we deserve that belonging. Belonging has grace flowing through it so that anyone and everyone is made pure and holy through Jesus Christ and made perfectly righteous before God so that each of us can spend time in God's presence. What a beautiful belonging. The third lesson is that belonging is transforming. Andrew brings his brother to Jesus and Jesus says, "You are Simon, son of John." Imagine that. Jesus immediately identifies him, presumably having never met him before, but he knows his name. More than that, he already knows Peter. In other words, Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our deepest wants of belonging. He knows our longing to fit in, our desire to be accepted. And he receives that. Now, we all know Peter, of course. Peter was always quick to stick his foot in his mouth. He talked big, but he acted cowardly. He looked good, but he performed poorly. Peter was insecure. He was unreliable. And in the end, he denies his master and teacher. Jesus was aware of Peter's weak character. And yet, Jesus calls Peter by name. He knows Peter. And then he renames Peter, gave him a new identity, a new purpose, a new life. See, you can belong to a place, as the saying goes, where everybody knows your name, but you're still the same old you. Not so when you belong with Jesus, because Jesus transforms you. Belonging, then, is not just a cozy feeling of security that you can wrap around you and then be content with the rest of your life. You can't stay the same when you belong to Jesus. It transforms you into abundant life, as Jesus promises later on in the Gospel in John chapter 10. Some time ago, a bank was proud of the fact that they were such a large bank. And then, in a marketing scheme, of course, they claimed that they did so. They became one of the largest banks, one customer at a time. Now, I'm pretty suspicious about that because it's unlikely that a corporate entity would simply become big one customer at a time. At the same time, for God's kingdom, nothing could be nearer to the truth. Jesus builds his kingdom one person at a time by nature of belonging to him. And so as the Gospel of John introduces Jesus here in chapter 1, it's amply clear that Jesus is concerned not just about gathering a large crowd around him. He wants us to belong to him, to be part of him, to be his body, the body of Christ in this world. Persons who, though they know little of themselves even, persons who accept little of themselves, Jesus invites them to belong to him, and he accepts them. And he renews and transforms them with hope and with new life. That is what belonging means. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for these people who have joined New Life Church. But more than just membership, God, we praise you for the way in which you invite us to belong to you. And may that be made real in their lives and in each of our lives. So God, reveal yourself in wonderful ways, in special ways to us, so that we may know you more and be assured that we belong to you, that we're made pure, holy, and righteous before you in your presence. And that you invite us into that presence to be close to you, to belong to you. May we treasure that, Father, so that we can glorify your name and give you all the glory. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. These words of grace, what powerful words we get to sing as worship to our risen Savior Jesus. And Pastor Nathan's message about belonging to Jesus, wow, what personal change and transformation we experience as we belong to him. Thank you for those words from John chapter 1, Pastor Nathan. And just a reminder, the food drive happening now. Bring as much as you can. It's going to get distributed to some great causes. I have to eat a red onion? What? I don't like red onions. Well, apparently, if you bring a lot of food, I have to eat a red onion like an apple, which I don't like red onions, but I do like it if you bring a lot of food. Okay, all right. You sure? Yeah, red onions. I'll eat one. Bring a lot of food. Okay, April 25 is on Sunday night is Abide. And this is our time of worship and prayer. That's for us to be equipped for intimacy with God and the Holy Spirit. That's coming up, April 25, Sunday night. And our praying community is now on our New Life app. And that's a powerful group. There's been a lot of prayer requests being submitted, a lot of people being prayed for, some really powerful interactions. Join that. It's daily, 9 o'clock midweek or during the week. And we trust that's going to be a blessing for you. Let us know when you get to the prayer wall, let us know that you're there. And let me leave you with a blessing. New Life, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen. God bless. We'll see you.